There's nothing quite like live theatre. And the gentleman who's sitting on my left, and because this is radio, you won't be able to see him, was the first artistic director of the Prithvi Theatre. And I'm reading this off Wikipedia, where he has a page. he was also... part of a national award winning movie called Gandhi My Father. He's made some of the finest plays that we have. All the Best, Salgira, which had Anupam Kher and Kiran Kher. Of course, Tumhari Amrita, that has been a smashing success every time it's been staged. There's also Mahatma versus Gandhi, arguably one of the most successful plays that we've seen in the whole little history of theatre that we have. His name is Firoz Abbas Khan. He's in Delhi because this weekend he stages Mughal-e-Azam the musical, and that's another grand plan that he has to wow us with his talent. Firoz bhai, first of all, let me just... I know that we need to be objective, and we need to be, you know, as interviewers, we need to hold our emotions, etc. Let me just gush and say how honored I feel that you've actually managed to get up and get to our studio, even though you were practicing till about, what, 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's just been absolutely fantastic having you in the studio. It's been a dream that's been fulfilled now. So thank you very much for having done this.
Oh, thank you. You're embarrassing me. It's my pleasure.
it's absolutely wonderful. I mean, where do I start? I mean, with a repertoire like this, it's probably good to go chronologically. I mean, Prithvi Theatre happened, and theatre at that point of time was a soul preserve of strugglers, etc. So.
And a lot of people from Delhi actually landed up also in Bombay, as it was then.
Mm-hmm.
And Prithvi Theatre actually was an abode for all those who were having dreams, basically, to make it big as actors, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was also, you know, performing in those days, and then, you know, also the artistic director there.
Sure.
Prithvi was the place. It was a small little island of hope. Of hope.
Yes, it was one of those slivers of hope that we all sort of, you know, clung on to.
Yeah.
Because,
and you know, even now when I see these guys who have become so big, and I have memories of them, some of them staying over. Okay, I remember Anurag Kashyap telling me, you know, Firoz bhai, you don't know, but I used to sleep at that theater because I didn't have any place to go.
Sure.
Okay, and he used to hide from us so that we don't know that he's been hanging around there. There were all these guys who are big stars now. They used to just sit there whole day, have a little bit of tea. And in those days, what we did was that we had a subsidized meal for the actors. So for about, so you know, 5 rupees, they could have a meal. So the whole idea at the Prithvi Theatre was that if you, you know, wanted to be an actor or a director, this was the place. Just come there with ideas. We give the theatre, used to give them at absolutely very little cost.
Sure.
Can you believe it? At one time, we used to give the theatre for Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday at 1 rupee per person coming in the auditorium. That's
my
it.
God.
That's it. That's, and then you couldn't have a ticket rate more than something like 15, 20 rupees.
Sure.
So the idea was that the actors and the directors who come in can just come there and perform. That's it. Money, it's just imagination would be your only criteria, nothing else.
It's the sheer raw pleasure of performance, wasn't it?
I mean,
and you worked with some of the finest actors, some of the biggest names in the industry.
Yeah.
And still you chose to stick to theatre like a limpet. I mean, it's never that you've abandoned theatre. It's never that you've fallen for the charm or the glamour of the more mainstream versions. You decided to go your own path. You did Gandhi My Father, which you knew would be controversial because it came from Mahatma versus Gandhi. It wasn't one of the most comfortable things to do, and still you did that. Where does that passion come from?
I think I'm very uncomfortable with success.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have somewhere written that nothing feels like success. because the point being that when you are successful, over a period of time, you learn how to become more successful.
Sure.
But if your criteria of your yardstick is excellence, mm-hmm. then you'd be on the path of growth. Mm-hmm. Whereas if your criteria is only success, very soon you will land up with mediocrity. And the worst thing can happen to you is when your mediocre stuff starts becoming successful.
Oh,
now, that's the most dangerous part. But because you have sort of put everything to success, and one fine day you realize that you're dead, you know. So I think with the taking on challenges, every time I succeed, I feel now I need to do something. And particularly with Mughal-e-Azam, where there is a possibility of being a monumental failure. because you know, doing Mughal-e-Azam, you know, you do small work, that's perfectly all right. So people used to look at me and say, ki bhai dekhi, iska time aa chuka hai. Aur har aadmi ka aisa hota hai. So, you know, this is one decisive mistake this fellow has made. And lagta hai ki isko bada lagta tha, iske chal rahe hai bade plays. So they used to look at me and they used to be like, you know, okay, fine, you know, ab dekhte hain. And if you saw the reaction of people before they got into the theater, they say, bhai, ek hi Mughal-e-Azam banti. Uske baad mein कहीं बन नहीं सकती है चलो देखते हैं क्या किया है सो आई थिंक द फैक्ट इज दैट फॉर मी आई वाज गेटिंग वेरी कंफर्टेबल विथ व्हाट आई वाज डूइंग मेड मी वांट टू चैलेंज माय सेल्फ सो एवरी टाइम वेदर इट इज अ सब्जेक्ट और द फॉर्म देयर आर ओनली टू थिंग्स यू वर्क विद कंटेंट एंड द फॉर्म सो फॉर मी बोथ ऑफ देम मस्ट बी समथिंग दैट आई हैव नॉट गॉन आई मस्ट गो ऑन अ पाथ that perhaps is familiar to me, but certainly not the destination I know. I must go other path, which slightly I can say, you know, I can navigate, but sure. It should not be so sure that I land up at a place, because that's what you may learn with, you know, experience on success. But if you're taking on challenges, I think that should constantly be the endeavor. And that excites me.
It's very seldom that we get someone in studio who speaks and then every word is wisdom. It's very seldom. And whatever you've said right now can probably be put on a poster and made onto a meme and put
or
on
Or I could become a Baba.
You could actually.
Baba. I can become a Baba.
It's actually
there are many jobs available for Babas right now. I'm very excited about it. So, you know, if you can, this may be my opportunity. I don't come on radio. So, you know, Sarthak, you really are giving me a chance.
Okay, absolutely.
I think there can be no better job than a Baba. Imagine the perks.
Imagine. But we are ignoring the wonderful lady that we have with us. Priyanka is, of course.
Look, after the show is done, there will be nobody else but this lady that you will remember.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this lady is the one that you will remember. So I think introduction is over. Let's come to the real story.
Absolutely. Priyanka, you're playing Anarkali, yes?
Yes.
We will, of course, be asking many questions, but we would humbly request for you to sing us a little before we go into some more music and then come back and ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Will you sing something?
Yes,
for us?
Yes, sure.
Please.
Which one, Priyanka ji?
The opening one.
Mohe Pangat pe.
Yes.
My favorite.
मोहे पन घट पे नंदलाल छेड़ गयो रे मोहे पन घट पे मुरी नाजुक कलैया मारोर गयो रे मुरी नाजुक कलैया मारोर गयो रे मोहे पन घट पे कंकरी मोहे मारी गगरिया फोर डारी कंकरी मोहे मारी गगरिया फोर डारी हो गगरिया फोर डारी हाँ मुरी सारी अनारी भीगोय गयो रे मुरी सारी अनारी भीगोय गयो रे
Goosebumps.
This is Sarthak, this is going to come live in the play. This is not that there's a recorded song and she's going to give a lip movement.
Sure.
So this is Saraswati singing in the morning. Good way to start, right?
Mughal-e-Azam the musical, 8th of September.